Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dee Heaton and she's with the Corning Opera House. Good morning to you, Dee.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And we want to talk about programs coming up. But before that, I want to talk about this award that you've just received.
Oh, we're very excited. We were one of the winners for the America Small Business Champion Award through SCORE and Sam's Club.
And what does that mean to you? You know what? Does it mean some money?
Yes.
when you have a group like yours, a nonprofit, there's always money needed for maintenance and for programming, whatever. So a little money helps. So how much did you receive?
There were two winners chosen in every state, and each one receives $1,000 Sam's Club. And we're going to use ours to purchase some more 8-foot seminar tables to use for business meetings and vendor fairs.
And you know, on saying that, Dee, that is not what comes to mind when I think Corning Opera House. I do not think of conferences and meetings. Tell us a bit about that, the space that you have there.
We have a conference room that holds 40 people. It gets used for lots of baby showers, family reunions, trainings, business meetings. The auditorium, depending on how we configure the seating, because we can rearrange the seats in many different ways, if we use tables or theater style or classroom style, whatever. So it can hold up to 112 on the main floor, and then there's 166 seats in the balcony.
So whether you're having a speaker in as a conference or whether you're there to enjoy some great music, that's quite a few people, Dee. I didn't realize it was quite that much space, so that's great. And it's, I think, and I'm sure as you were planning to, as you renovate and so on, you really do need a building that serves multiple purposes.
That was one of our visions, that it had to be very multi-purpose.
And when did it, I'm sure, I know that there's a lot of time between thinking this is what we want to do and the completion of getting it done. Do you know when all of this started, saying we really need to do something with this?
That started in 2000.
Okay.
But the restoration was completed in 2012.
Okay, so you've had 5 years of great things going on there. So let's talk a bit about some of the things coming up. You have several things in April planned.
We do. One of them, even tonight at 7 o'clock, we have Bells and Whistles. They're a mother-daughter country duo out of Omaha. The mother used to be part of the country group Mulberry Lane, a big hit, Harmless. But now the mother, Jamie, sings with her 18-year-old daughter, Kelly. And they've been recording several CDs in Nashville and then making their way around the country. And they describe their sound as rich harmonies, pure as a pitcher of fresh cream. So a lot of country and a little bit of rock and roll.
Okay.
That.
And, you know, it's kind of almost hometown. I mean, we're talking Omaha and thinking about that they are working in Nashville and working across the country. That's pretty exciting to see folks being successful. And I guess I might be a bit prejudiced, but it's kind of great to see some women who are out there doing that work.
Yes, it is.
So that's tonight. What time?
7 o'clock tonight. Adult tickets are 25 and the students are 12.
Okay. And there's probably plenty of room to just walk in. You don't need to call and get a ticket ahead.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to that number you gave me I think over 300 total there that you can put in your auditorium, that there'll be room. So go and enjoy. But then there's another one coming up. I think it's on tax day.
Donovan Johnson is coming. He is releasing his 6th CD of rustic piano music. He's traveled all over from London to Canada to Carnegie Hall. He's been a pianist on Carnival Cruise Line, the Grand Ole Opry. He's been all over. And he's an Iowa farm boy. So he was looking for a farm country to release his new CD. And it has a lot of country influence by Johnny Cash and Floyd Kramer. Marty Robbins. And the style of music is like a Texas two-step and some waltzes and American folk style. It's going to be a very fun concert.
And does he sing? Or just
no, he doesn't.
Okay, play the piano, which is fine with me. I love piano music, and it sounds like he has kind of all kinds worked in there. Just sounds like a lot of fun. So that's on April 15th, and how much are the tickets for that?
The tickets are $15. He also has a guitar, drum, and bass player coming with.
Oh, okay. So we really have a band.
Yes.
Okay, tickets are $15. And, you know, Dee, and there's several ways to contact you. If we wanted to know more about that or we really wanted to order tickets ahead, what are some of the ways that we can contact the Corning Opera House?
We have links on our webpage, corningoperahouse.com. We also have a Facebook page, and there's a tab on it that says Get Tickets. Or you can call me at 641-418-8037, and I can get you all set up.
Okay. So those are the April things going on. Let's reach out a little beyond April, because I know you have to book some of those things way far ahead. What are you looking forward to beyond April?
In May, we have Reconciled, the gospel singers from Red Oak. And in June, we're putting on a youth musical, Aladdin Jr., on June 16th and 17th. And that will be for any youth ages 7 to 15. Last year we had several different communities represented. August, we have Tonic Sulfur returning, the a cappella group from Minneapolis.
And what's the name of the group?
Tonic Sulfur.
Okay. And, you know, I used to think of a cappella, I don't know, I wasn't too excited. And then I started seeing some of that on TV and the big winners that actually performed in Red Oak. And it's amazing what a cappella groups do.
Yes.
All the sound is there. It sounds like a whole orchestra behind them, and it's all just the people. It's amazing. So that'll be fun. Yes.
And these people are pretty well known in the Midwest. They perform in Des Moines at Hoyt Sherman. It's one of the closer places, and the prices up there are probably triple what we charge.
Sure, yes.
It will be a concert you don't want to miss.
Okay, so as we think about all these things going on, I'm thinking you also have some kind of regular groups coming in for dancing and just the enjoyment of local folks. Is that still happening on a regular basis?
It is. It's usually the fourth Sunday of the month, unless we have a play or something that is still the sets on the stage. But we try to have it the fourth Sunday. It's people from Greenfield, Griswold, Lenox, Maryville, Altoona, Newton are some of the band members, and they get together once a month and they perform an opera show from 2 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon, and then we pick up the chairs for that one and we have a big dance space.
Mm-hmm.
And they play a lot of Johnny Cash, Marty Robbins, Dolly Parton.
A lot of danceable music.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And as I recall, that if there is somebody who likes to play and they just want to join the band for a number or two, I think they kind of welcome that too. Not that they, it's not like one of those things everybody just comes. But I think if there's a person who said, you know, I'd really like to play with you for a song or two, I think they kind of welcome that.
They have, uh-huh. And lately they've been trying to get a special guest each month.
Mm.
And then they've had Brooke Turner and Paul Hatfield, the two that come to mind right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So something going on often at the Corning Opera House. And remember, I just learned that you can have that meeting space or the large auditorium. Think about that's a nice location for a lot of things going on. Maybe some high school graduation parties could be there in your room too if they don't need a great big room. So think about the Corning Opera House for all the things that you have to offer. So Dee, again, give us the phone number and the website.
The website is corningoperahouse.com.
easy.
All small letters. And the phone number is 641-418-8037.
Okay, thank you very much. We've been visiting with Dee Heaton at the Corning Opera House. And here's something to think about from William James. When you have to make a choice and you don't make it, that in itself is a choice.